Over the last decade, more than 200 produce growers in Auckland have closed up shop as more rural land has been rezoned to residential to keep up with the demand for housing. And now, after 60 years of growing vegetables in South Auckland, celery farmer Stan Clark has decided to close up as well. Mr. Clark's celery farms were rezoned from rural to residential in 2009, and the rising land rates eventually made business unsustainable. With the family preparing to sell up, Claire Eason-Farrelly and I visited their farms in Pukekohe, a suburb that holds some of the country's most fertile land, now being dug up for housing.
At least 2,000 good seeds are in there.
In that teaspoon?
In that teaspoon.
A teaspoon of seeds that would produce enough celery to feed thousands of families.
And this is what they look like. That's a celery plant out of a cell tray. And that's all ready to be planted in the field.
In the last decade, the number of growers in Auckland has dropped by more than 200 as the demand for more housing rises. Stan and his son David are among the last celery farmers left in the country. And at 80 years old, he still rarely has a day off.
Very often one might want to go out on a Sunday afternoon, but if some of the celery's got urgent need for water, you've got to forgo that outing and make sure that the celery gets water. Leave it for one day without water in the middle of the summer, and to use a blunt word, it'll end up being stuffed. I should have been retired a very long time ago. The easiest thing is to die with your boots on. You don't have time to think about these things.
The family farms three celery fields in Pukekohe, each field producing hundreds of thousands of celery heads a year. But making a profit has become increasingly difficult. The anti-plastic movement in supermarkets has cut out 20% of their product line. The city's housing crisis has added huge pressure to business. In recent years, the Auckland Council has approved more and more subdivisions in the Pukekohe area, and the land prices have skyrocketed.
Because of the residential areas that are coming up, your rates have gone up, haven't they?
Oh, of course, because the value of the land's gone up. I mean, the rate take may be fairly similar, but of course as values go up, that's what the rates are based on. So if you don't change the rate that's being levied and the value doubles, well, your rates will double.
And of course that's reducing the profit that you're having.
The profitability of a business, yes, and it can make it very expensive.
Do you feel like you're being forced to give up?
Well, we are in this situation, yes.
In the decade up to 2014, about 10% of the horticultural land around Auckland disappeared under development. And as Stan's son David points out, in Pukekohe, a lot of that land has been Class 1 and 2 land, the most elite productive soils for growing produce.
We've always known that has been on the cards. In some respects, I feel a bit sad, especially that they see the need to take our elite soils, which is what we're utilising here as vegetable producers. I mean, there's only a certain percentage of elite soils around this area or even in the country, and once those have gone, they're gone forever. You can never get them back. Oh, I understand that they need a roof over their head, but I just feel that it should have been better planned and they probably shouldn't have been erecting their houses on our elite soils where we operate. I don't think the two should go together.
David estimates the family will have to close down their business in less than 24 months.
That's all the new development.
So this has all been in the last 12 or so months. So as you can see, all those houses are starting to be erected. I used to farm that block. That was very highly productive bit of soil there. The previous national government passed it all off as a special housing area, and we lost all of that. But that's a shame. That should never have happened.
But it's good, productive, elite soil.
Well, it was. It's not now. You can never get it back once all that infrastructure and housing's gone on there. It's gone forever. You can never get it back. Just that high-density housing's moving closer and closer, and there's fewer and fewer of us growers around. It's going to be interesting times.
It's an urban sprawl encroaching onto rural Auckland's richest soils. Pukekohe is a food basket for New Zealand, the producer of a long list of greens and the only producer of very early season potatoes. The suburb is a rolling hill country with volcanic loam perfect for growing vegetables.
Yeah, no, we need these heavy clay loam soils. because they hold all our water, all our nutrients, and they're very even. So they don't have that variability like some other areas do, whereas the Pukekohe volcanic loam, which is what we've got here, which came out of the Pukekohe Hill, the old volcano, millions of years ago, it's very consistent and it holds its nutrients well, and there's plenty of water underneath there.
So this is elite productive soil?
Yeah, it's elite class one soil. You cannot get any better soil in the country than what we have here.
David says after 60 years of farming, selling up is a hard reality to accept.
Is that your dad?
It is. Looks like he's enjoying himself. He's probably getting ready to spray. So
is he literally still working every day?
Yes. He'd say it wasn't out of choice, but I think it is. I think he still enjoys it. He's not one to sit at home and watch TV. As growers, that's all we know, because we just get out and get our hands dirty and get on with it.
That was Pukekohe celery farmer David Clark.